Good morning.
Last night, we sent three packing here before we go on the hometown dates, and we went to Denver, Colorado. And I don't even know where to get started, but the thing that caught me yesterday, last night as we're watching it, is how many times these girls are cussing each other out. Like, they don't like to get undercut, do they?
No, they do not.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame them. I mean, Tayshia had the first one-on-one with him, and instead of focusing on them, of course, she tries to throw Cassie and Caitlin. She tries to throw them under the bus.
I just think it's kind of funny that we all kind of came up with the same conclusion that it was you and Cassie.
That's great. Y'all can think that we're not ready. I know. You can't tell me if I'm ready or if I'm not. You know, I'm the only person who can say that.
And I think, like, if the tables were reversed, like, you would do the same exact thing.
That's not true.
Oh, okay.
I never once threw you under the bus because that's not the type of person I am. If I had an issue with you, I would have come to you first.
Did I have any plans of talking about you? No. Colton asked me a question, and I told him my opinion.
I feel like our whole friendship is a lie.
And really, I think that them two are ready for marriage. So I was shocked when those names came out of her mouth.
There was a lot of bleeping out of their words. And at times they had to bleep out their mouth because you could probably read what kind of cuss word they were saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, my
Caitlin,
goodness.
Caitlin more so than Cassie, but yeah.
I mean, we saw a little bit of everything last night. Some that stuck out to me, I thought Tayshia, you know, she was lucky on that one-on-one. They were in Denver, his hometown. And to me, the most realistic date I've ever seen on the show happened with Tayshia. They went out and got some food and brought it home and cooked it up. I mean, that was a date to me, Joy.
Yeah, that's a perfect date, really. So, obviously, they bonded. I mean, they're in his house, and she even put his jersey on. I was like, oh, give me a break.
What did you think about Miss Alabama getting to meet mom and dad right off the bat?
That is so bizarre to me because he knew that he, you know, his feelings weren't as strong as hers. So why would he choose her out of all people to go home to meet mom and dad? That made no sense to me. The only thing I can come up with is he didn't want to hear anything negative about the other girls that he was falling for.
Right.
That's the only reason I can come up with.
Well, they went there and she got to meet mom and dad. I bet she thought she was on, you know, she was going to be in there, but he actually sent Miss Alabama home last night.
He did. At one point, she said he might as well just put a ring on it. And then the next scene, he sends her home.
Oh, man, that was something right there. I'm trying to think, was there anything else on the one-on-one dates or the group date that stuck out to you?
Well, Kerpa was right in there with Tayshia trying to throw, you know, Cassie under the bus. Caitlin had already gotten her rose. But then when it came down to Kerpa and Cassie, Caitlin came to save the day and talked to Colton and said, all the stuff you're hearing about us is completely false. Be careful how you make your decision. And so then he ended up sending Kerpa home. And then Heather, you know, the never been kissed girl, she went home on her own.
Yeah, she said, it's not going to be me. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got on the train, took off out of there. But were you sweating it last night, babe, a little bit when you saw that Cassie was one of the last ones? Were you sweating it?
I was sweating it a little bit because I really think it's her. So, I was a little nervous, but, you know, it worked out. It's good.
And I just want to let everybody know that you made your prediction a long time ago for Cassie to win this thing and to be there with Colton at the end. You have not checked Reality Steve or nothing like that?
No. All right. I have not.
So here's who we have left, and correct me if I'm wrong. We've got Hannah G. I don't know how I'm going to put this for Hannah G.
Little bitty thing.
No bigger than a minute.
Yeah.
All right. Then you've got Kaylin, Miss North Carolina. Then you got Tayshia, the backstabber. And then you've got your choice since the get-go, night number one, Cassie, the gal from California, who apparently has been on some kind of reality show before this. You still going with Cassie here?
I'm still going with Cassie. I had a little bit of doubt creep in when I found out she had been on another reality show. But then when I found out it was more of like a bunch of Christian friends, you know, showing how they live their lives. So that made me feel a little better. So I'm still going with Cassie. She's my pick.
It is the hometown dates next week on the most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelor. Hey, Joy, as always, I appreciate it a ton, and I love you so much, babe.
I love you, too.